not on. Now it's on.
What is this?
We'll give an interview with Dave.
Oh, I see. I'll keep really quiet.
Ted's next. And Hog, not today.
Don't get to me.
Remember I asked you about you're hiring all these people from Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said that you couldn't get anybody else.
Right.
And you mentioned Connie Mayer and Ed McLean. But they were relatively senior. They had government jobs.
That's where I wanted to go.
Well, why think about some of the young people? Like Caltech.
Who?
No, not me. I was you know, really young. But people like Al Moffitt and Dick Reed and Bob Wilson. Any one of them would have been really valuable.
Yeah, they would have. I agree with that.
Do you need any change?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. Did you try?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm okay. Too.
Okay.
I'm okay.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you can't.
But the basis for that statement was, I guess, strictly speaking, on the East Coast. I don't remember the basis for other than the guy you just named.
Yeah.
Connie.
All right, we'll turn to something else. We're going to talk about the 140-foot and all the problems. In Britain said that EY didn't have much management experience.
Yeah.
What about Brookhaven?
Well, they didn't manage Brookhaven. EY consisted of the president.
Yeah.
Who walked around all over the world doing great things
for science. But
and that's it.
Between... They did, at least officially, manage Brookhaven.
Well, they had a board of trustees.
Okay, that's... So it was really run by the director.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And the trustees have some influence on the board of Brookhaven. In fact, they had a lot. But.
Okay, that's sort of what I figured. Yeah, David.
Well,
Eichel.
All the officers, other than Burton, was at Brookhaven.
But when Brookhaven had a contract to make a new instrument of some kind,
reactor,
it was all done by the Brookhaven staff. They would be the contract managers.
Oh, sure.
AY
didn't have anything along those lines.
Okay, that explains it, yeah.
Yeah. AY consisted of the president and Dick Anderson, who was assistant to the president, and a couple of secretaries. And that was AUI.
But before Berkner came, there wasn't even a full-time president. Berkner was the first full-time president. He came in 51.
Okay,
and before that, as you said, it was only the board.
Yeah. But there wasn't very much before that.
Well, it was Brookhaven. Starting in 47, I think. Okay, well, that does explain it.
Brookhaven and AUI were like, was like NREO and AUI right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I don't know. That's
it. No, yeah.
I don't know either.
I don't want to get started on AUI.
Let's go to the Greenstein Committee. And I'm a little confused. During the negotiations or after the radio panel had done its work, did you make one or two trips? I think you've talked separately about going to PSAC and going to see Ed David.
Yes.
Those are separate trips. Could you go over the chronology of which came first, which had to do with the radio panel, which had to do with the full committee?
I had the impression that... Well, I'm pretty sure the PSAC was and specifically the VLI.
Yeah. And who went to that? You?
Jesse went.
Jesse wasn't
happy about it.
And that was before the full committee report was issued.
Yes. And that was because to see Ed David with Marshall Cohen.
Ah.
He came in.
And that was after?
That was later, yeah. That was after the DLA was taken as the first priority of the Greenstein Committee, but I can't remember the timing of these other meetings with Ed David, for example. I think by that time the Greenstein Committee had already committed itself, and that's why Greenstein was with me.
No, wait a minute, you said he was with you to the PSAC.
Yeah, and Marshall Cohen went with me to
Ed David.
David, when I made up my report on the role, but it worked very well.
Well, yeah, obviously. You got the money.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Earl Tube and Berkeley didn't get along.
Yeah, that's about
right. Why?
No, I don't know why. They worked together for a while.
Yeah.
But
Berkeley worked for Tube. I mean, it's well known they didn't get along.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That sure is well known.
Yeah. But you don't know
what it goes back to.
I mean.
Merle Tube, to his credit, never let that spill over into the animosity, of course.
Okay, well, those are all the questions. I was going to tell you, though. We did talk about this. I said that during the competition for the observatory, University of Virginia and University of West Virginia were interested in managing it. Yeah, well, and I went back and looked at my notes. The meeting of the National Science Board in August 1956, when they made the decision about, for AUI.
So I'm going to start with the
Darth
Genius,
who's there representing the University of Virginia.
Thank you.
And Jesse Bean. And then somebody named Stewart, president of West Virginia University. Yeah.
Jesse Bean was he was a wrong.
Right. So they were there.
Okay.
And that
Okay.
Thank you.